Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster. My point of view today is daylight saving time should be discontinued. For years, I always mispronounced the time change as daylight savings time. Now, there's no S in saving. It is daylight saving time. Daylight saving time in the spring is the practice of advancing clocks by 1 hour so that evening daylight lasts an hour longer while sacrificing the normal sunrise time. Daylight saving time has been used in the United States and in many European countries, including Australia and Newfoundland since World War I, in an effort to conserve fuel needed to produce electric power. The plan, adopted in the United States in 1918 to preserve daylight and provide standard time, was discontinued in 1919 after World War I ended. It was very unpopular because people rose earlier and went to bed earlier. During World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight saving time from February 9, 1942 to September 30, 1945, called wartime. From 1945 to 1966, there was no federal law regarding daylight saving time, so states and localities could choose whether or not to observe daylight saving time, causing much confusion, particularly for railways, airlines, and buses. The Uniform Time Act of 1966 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Following the 1973 oil embargo, President Nixon signed the law, the Emergency Daylight Saving Time Conservation Act of 1973, which ended when the energy crisis was over in 1976. The Energy Policy Act, which began in 2007, resulted in daylight saving time from 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March and ending at 2 a.m. the first Sunday in November, supposedly conserving energy. Assuming these time changes disrupt the human body, it can take an individual up to 3 weeks to adjust to the new time. This time change actually increases heart attacks the day after due to a decrease in sleep. Oh, and yes, and let's not forget animals, such as our pets. They wake us up earlier. Even though the federal government alleges that the Energy Policy Act is used to save energy, make better use of daylight, and managed in over 70 countries, I think that daylight saving time is a big waste of time and physical energy and should be discontinued and terminated. If you have an opinion regarding daylight saving time, contact your elected politicians. Don't forget, clocks spring forward in the spring and fall back in the fall by 1 hour. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.